Here at Gaza City's sewage water pumping station, called Station Number 1, water engineers have temporarily repaired the damage caused by Israeli missiles that landed on the station during airstrike in May. Gaza authorities estimate the attacks damaged 1,600 buildings, including homes, high-rises, government-run facilities, and other points of infrastructure, including sewage and water treatment and sewage plants that provide Palestinians with clean drinking water. This sewage pumping station, located near the Gaza-based government-run Ansar Security Compound, west of Gaza City, collects and pumps around 3.5 million gallons of sewage for around 20,000 locals each day. The station's surge tanker, administrative offices, and a number of underground pipelines were partially or completely damaged in the last Israeli attack. Engineer Anwar Al-Jindi is the coordinator for the Water and Sewage Department with the Gaza City's municipality.
Prior to the last war, these pipelines worked normally and pumped the sewage water onto a sewage water treatment plant. These damages should be repaired completely so that no leakage could happen. We are now operating it temporarily so that we could prevent leakages of 3.5 million gallons of sewage water into the sea. During the war itself, that much leaked into the sea when the station was shelled by warplanes.
The Coastal Municipality's Water Utility, CMWU, in Gaza is a key water service provider across the Gaza Strip. The CMWU initially estimates the damages from Israel's attacks could be as high as $50 million. Engineer Farid Ashour is director of the Project Management Unit for Gaza Sewage Projects with the CMWU.
We need a long time in order to disinfect the pipes and the networking in order to prevent water cause diseases. Explosions shaking the grounds have impacted water and sewer pipelines. There is also a risk the water and sewage will mix in some locations. We cannot prevent that. I think we will continue to face this for at least a year until we are able to fully assess the damage.
In the Gaza Strip, which is one of the most densely populated areas in the world, with more than 2 million residents, the coastal enclave is vulnerable to environmental problems, especially in summer times. Dr. Ahmed Hillis, a Gaza-based environmental expert, says Israel's latest attacks on water and sewage infrastructure is making the problems worse.
Wastewater that leaks directly between homes, villages and towns is contaminated with parasites like Wardia, which are infectious. This is in addition to bacteria and viral diseases. This contamination reaches homes, schools, and hospitals.
Before Israel's May air strikes, Gaza's water quality was already below international standards. More than 90% of water reserves were salty and contained high levels of nitrates. So far, water authorities have been able to install some water treatment plants, but this has not been enough. Engineer Mondar Shablak is Director General of CMWU in Gaza.
Frequent attacks on the territory, including the latest, affect the situation at two main levels. First and foremost, our service to the population is being grossly affected, including the suspension of the work of our water treatment and sewage water treatment plants for long times. Sometimes, we need 3 to 6 months until we repair the damages in plants. The other is that the attacks delayed new projects. Then, after each war, Israel surprises us with more restrictions on rebuilding war-torn Gaza. The last restriction imposed by Israel blocks pipelines larger than 2 inches entering Gaza.
Engineer Shablak told KPFA that they look forward to completing a water desalination project that could largely help improve water quality in the region. He expects this to be completed in 3 years from now. Currently, Egypt is mediating a reconstruction process that could start soon after Israel demanded Hamas release 4 Israelis captured in 2014 in exchange for the reconstruction of the war-torn territory. Hamas declined, saying reconstruction is a separate issue. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Mighari in Gaza.